Gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Joshua Segafis in the Afternoon. This is your daily afternoon show where we talk about all things masculinity, relationships, attraction, the stuff that men need to know in order to crush it in their dating game. My name is Joshua Segafis. I help men to improve their dating lives through the power of self-development, evolutionary masculinity, and the alpha mentality. And today, gentlemen, we have to talk about a new dating trend. Another day, another dating trend. It seems like every single day, this dating landscape is changing. And today, it is the teetotal dating trend. Now, teetotaling is basically the trend of going without drinking. So a teetotaler would be someone who does not drink at all. That is what my research has taught me, okay? Now, there's a recent article on dailymail.co.uk written by Melody Fletcher. And the title of this article is Going Teetotal, the New Dating Trend. Gen Z singletons are going on sober dates and sharing the results on TikTok as they ditch alcohol. So gentlemen, this is a new dating trend. And is there stuff you need to know about this? Actually, there is. There's a bit of strategy that is helpful for you to know. And this actually matters for your dating life, okay? And that's what we do here every day. We talk about stuff that actually matters for your dating life to help you crush it in your dating game, have the kind of dating destiny you want as a man, okay? I'm going to read a little bit of this article for you. There's some important stuff in here. Okay. So first of all, a private health clinic found 60% of people reduced alcohol intake after COVID. So fewer people are drinking than ever. This is leading to this dating trend, gentlemen, where more and more people care about going on sober dates. Now, I'm going to link to this article down in the description if you want to check it out. It was published on May 7th. So literally published earlier today. And I'm going to read a little bit of this for you because there's some good stuff in here. Countless relationships have started with grabbing a pint at the local pub, but it seems the younger generations are ditching alcohol at first dates with a new TikTok movement encouraging the practice of sober dating and offering alternative plans. One user, Issy, who posts updates about her sober life, was asked how she bypasses the issue as everyone wants to meet for drinks. She said, "I've always been really upfront about it." She added that she wears her decision to embark on a sober life like a badge of honor rather than being embarrassed of it. Issy said that if people aren't supportive of this, then move on. Okay, so gentlemen, is this teetotaling dating trend, is this lame? Is this good for you? You know, is it weird if you ask someone to go out for a drink and they say, no, I'm doing sober dating? You know, a lot of people won't literally say teetotaling. That's kind of a funny word for it. But is this a good dating trend that leads you to understand things better about the person you're maybe talking to? And is this a trend that maybe you should go on? Listen, gentlemen, I have had a long and wild ride of my own with drinking, with alcohol. When I was younger, I was very much sober. Like in my teens, I didn't drink at all, very highly religious. Then once I got in my 20s, I drank a lot to kind of overcompensate. It really did a lot of damage to my life. Then I eventually got to the point where I drank, you know, a little bit socially. Now I drink very, very little, if any. And one thing that I've learned about drinking is that it can be a fun thing, but it can also do a lot of damage to your life. And there's a good reason for why people wouldn't want to drink. And when people don't want to drink, I'm always very supportive of it. I don't think it's lame. In fact, I think good for you, it actually could do a lot of negative harm to your life. So to me, my attitude toward this as a man is, first of all, if I am serious about not wanting to drink, then I'm definitely going to be offering alternative plans. If a lady asks me out to a drink and I say, well, I'm not really drinking right now, could we get coffee instead? I'd buy you a coffee. This is totally acceptable. There's nothing wrong with this. And in fact, this is a very masculine thing to do, to stand up for your principles, to stand up for the things that you want to achieve in your life. And if being sober is one of them, making sure that that is a priority to you, even in your dating life, is a very masculine thing. Secondly, if I'm talking to a young lady and she's like, well, I don't really drink, you know, I don't drink alcohol, you know, but I would like to do something else, blah, blah, blah. This is great to me too, because first of all, she's telling me exactly what she does and doesn't do. I see this as being someone with character. Now, maybe if there's a guy who drinks a lot and he starts to, you know, talk to a girl and she says, I don't drink, he might think, oh, that's lame. It's never going to work if we can't even have a drink together. You know, I would urge that guy to reconsider that position. I would say, hey, now just a minute. There are so many good reasons not to drink. There's so many responsible reasons not to drink, so many healthy reasons not to drink. So if a girl tells me she doesn't drink, I don't think of it as a drag. I don't think of it as lame or anything like that. I think of it as, oh, okay, well, I totally get that. And especially if she suggests an alternative, this is a great sign, because what do you want to do if a lady tells you no to a date? If she's telling you no, in a rejection sort of way, but she's not coming out saying it, you want to know that so you can just move on. But if she's saying no, but then she's because it's a drinking thing. And then she suggests an alternative. Well, this is not such a bad sign. This means that she still probably wants to go on a date with you. She just doesn't want to do the drinking, which is a great sign, because what is one of the very basic, most first level criteria for choosing a dating partner? You want to choose someone who wants to go on a date with you, right? So if she's saying no to the drinking, but hey, let me suggest something else, this is a great sign. So gentlemen, I see this as a great trend. I don't see anything wrong with this. I don't think that if you encounter someone who is a teetotaler, you should rule them out in any way. If anything, it's a bit of a green flag, unless they're just really, you know, weird about it and they try to, like, you know, shame you if you want to have a drink or two or something. You know, as we can't go shaming other people for doing things that we think are worth cutting out of our lives per se, right? But that just falls into, you know, trying to be in other people's business and judgment and stuff. We don't want to do that. We just want to live our lives the best we can. We will try to find the best dating partners we can. And we just want to walk away from people who aren't. So yeah, there you go. There's my thoughts on that trend. With that being said, if you've been struggling with your dating life, I just want to let you know that I offer free 15-minute discovery calls for anyone wanting to take their life from dating zero to dating hero, to schedule more dates with more amazing women and have an amazing dating life. I have a complete system that helped me go from dating zero to dating hero. I have courses. I also offer one-on-one coaching, and it all starts with a 15-minute discovery call. And gentlemen, we may be able to fix all your dating problems in 15 minutes for free. And I offer those calls as a complimentary service to my audience, because I love being in this business every day of helping men to improve their dating lives. I'd love to talk to you gentlemen about your dating problems. So hit me up down in the description, follow the link to schedule that discovery call, and let's talk about your dating problems and get through them so that you can start having the dating life of your dreams. Because as I always say, life is too short for a dating life that sucks. Gentlemen, that's all I have to say on this one. I will be back bright and early tomorrow morning, 5 a.m. for another episode of Josh Tsigifas in the Morning. Go with grace and never give up your power. This is Josh Tsigifas signing off.